So, Lauren, you know how they say don't let the power go to your head?
Yeah, I know that one.
Well, it turns out most of us do, if given the chance to have pretty much any amount of power. Dacher Keltner writes about this. He's a psychology professor at UC Berkeley and author of The Power Paradox, How We Gain and Lose Influence. Dacher, let's start by defining our terms. What exactly is the power paradox?
Yeah, so the power paradox is really simple, which is that we gain power, 20 years of study show, by advancing the greater good, by lifting up other people's welfare and uniting people into strong groups. And ironically, here comes the paradox, which is after gaining power, once we feel powerful and we feel like we're at the top of our game or at the top of the hierarchy, we tend to lose the very skills that got us power in the first place. We kind of disconnect from people, we act impulsively, we become more selfish. So regrettably, this is a paradox that bedevils much of human social life.
So I guess the million-dollar question is, why does that happen? Why do people sort of lose those skills that they had that got them to where they are?
Yeah, you know, that is the million. It's a big question, and we've known for a long time that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, as the great historian Lord Acton said. And this is where psychology is really useful, because what our lab has done, and a lot of labs around the world, is investigate what happens when we feel powerful, when we're in this mental state of feeling like we're at the top. And what happens is a few different things. One is that we really lose our empathetic abilities, right? And then secondly, I think that what happens when we feel powerful is we become overwhelmed by our own goals and our own desires and our own interests in the world. And what we lose sight of is how our actions can enable other people to do well. So that's a pretty tough combination. It leads to a lot of trouble.
Is there also sort of a factor of almost isolation that happens when you reach a certain level of power? You think about presidents often talk about how they feel like they're living sort of in a bubble, or, you know, Fortune 500 CEOs, big time, you know, athletes who, you know, can't just go to the grocery store and walk around like everybody else. Is that a factor in here as well?
Yeah, that's a massively important variable, Mark. And one of the sort of the problematic dimensions to having power is what happens to your social surrounding, right? And not only do you lose contact with other people like you're describing, but then also as you rise in power, the people around you are less likely to provide critical input or pose alternatives to what you're thinking or really give you the kind of critical feedback that keeps you sharp and doing your best work.
At what level of power do you find that this paradox really kicks in? I mean, I assume you don't have to be president of the country or president of a company for this to happen.
Yeah, you know, that's really the question that motivated this research, right? So, you know, if you look at the newspaper in the morning, or you check into your favorite news feed, you see tons of evidence that famous people and wealthy people and politicians and rock stars and athletes are abusing their power and acting like fools. But really, this is where, you know, laboratory science is really important, of the kind we've conducted, which is what we find, Mark, is you give any human being, you or me, just a little bit of power, right, randomly assigned to it, and they suddenly are in charge of something. And the next thing you know, the studies show they're listening less carefully to people, they're more likely to swear. Anybody is vulnerable to these problems and paradoxes of power.
So power really does go to all of our heads.
It does. It does.
So what do we do about this?
Well, I mean, in a way, that is one of the most significant questions you can ask about the science. And I really believe that this power paradox is, in a way, one of the fundamental challenges of life. And I believe what we need to do is to lean on the ancient wisdom of people like Aristotle, who really argued that healthy and good power requires ethical tendencies.
Are there people who are able to sort of avoid this trap, though? Because you do hear, you know, from time to time about CEOs who, you know, really sort of go above and beyond to help out their employees in a time of need, or political leaders who, you know, take extra time to listen and talk to constituents, or, you know, other people just sort of in other leadership or management positions who really seem to be connected to the people with whom they're working and, you know, really still try to help people even after they've achieved a certain amount of power.
Yeah. So the question, like the the very broad assertion, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, kind of misses more subtle tendencies related to the effects of power. And what studies are finding, and I think the most accurate way to summarize this literature is what Robert Caro, the great biographer of Lyndon Johnson, he said, power doesn't necessarily corrupt. What it does is it reveals, right? Whatever your pre-existing tendencies are, power lets you express them. And it's interesting. If you have a really altruistic person and you find that person and they like to share resources with others and help others in need and cooperate, and you give them power, they actually become more altruistic. So the power, the experience of power reveals who their real identities are. So I think what that translates to is a really neat answer to your question, which is there are going to be people who rise to positions of power who are kind and altruistic, and their position in power may actually enhance those pro-social tendencies. So what that tells us is we have to be really careful who we choose to be in power, right? We want to try to select for people who are kind and generous.
Dacher Keltner is a psychology professor at UC Berkeley and author of The Power Paradox. Dacher, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Mark. It's been great talking to you.
And you're listening to the show.